Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, you didn't have to wait so this morning, but you
did, Lord.
I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you
did, Lord.
I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you
did, Lord.
I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you
did, Lord.
Thank all you done. You woke me up. Lord, you was right on time. I had my health and strength and told y'all love me bad again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you
know
I ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you
know
I wonder if anybody else here tell it. You didn't have to wake me up. Lord, you were right on time. And my health and strength and cold. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait for this morning. Lord, you didn't
have to wait for this morning.
I know you didn't have
to wait for this morning.
You didn't have to do it.
You've been good to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You've been good to me. As I look around my house, as I look around my neighborhood, as I look around my city, my state, my country, all creation, oh, I just take our time to praise you, and I say thank you. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. I want to take out time to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Will you come and join in with me just for a moment and say thank you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You did not have to do it. It's not because of something that I did or something I said, but I was born into sin, but you saved me. And you snatched me up and you gave me an opportunity to serve you, to be whole, that I can bring all of my requests to you. Oh, hallelujah. Then I can have a suit of armor that you designed personally for me. Hallelujah, to protect me on my walk. And I just want to say thank you. I just come to say thank you, Jesus. I just come to your presence just to say thank you. That's what the ministry is all about, just to make myself available to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sisters and brothers, just make yourself available to the Lord. Let him take you where you're at. Hallelujah. He is the designer before you were even born. Regardless of what mistakes you've made, regardless of where you're at right now, regardless of whether you think you're living in sin or you're living in lust or you think that you're just where you should be, God has a plan for you right where you're at. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel someone saying, but I'm in love. I'm in love. Why would I don't want to do anything or say anything to God that would change me or take me away from my loved one. I may have to move out of his house or her house. I'm in love with them. Just let God soothe you. Let God be your comforter. Ask God, God, I just want to be really, really real with you. Oh, I want to believe all of your word, from the beginning to the end. Oh, I want to be really, really real. You know my heart. And at this time, I just open up my heart. I open up my arms. I just stretch out my arms. And I said, Jesus, take me just as I am. In the situation I'm in, use me, Jesus, right now. Your word said that you would do it. Use me right now. As we go into our scripture for today, Psalms 121. It is in the Tanakh, the Old Testament. Psalms 121. Use me, Jesus. Go ahead. Don't stop. Just tell him, use me, Jesus, right now. Where I'm at. You know my situation. Anybody else? It's thoughts that I've been thinking. It's things that I've been going through that I haven't shared with anyone, Jesus, but I share it with you because you know my thoughts. You know my outgoings and my incomings. You know when I'm high and you know when I'm low. Hallelujah. Use me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I'm no longer a servant, but I'm a son. Father, I come to you, my Abba Father. I need your love. I need your guidance. I need your help. Hallelujah. I want the royal law of liberty. I need to be set free. I need to know that whatever it is that I'm doing, it's not going to separate me from your love, regardless of how good it may feel. Hallelujah. So show me the real royalty law of liberty. Show me how to live free. And he'll do it. Psalms 121 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over you. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going. both now and forevermore. And someone is saying, thank you, Jesus, for your word. Someone is saying right now, but evangelist, I can't just move from my situation that I'm at. I have nowhere to go. I can't get up and walk away from this game. My life could be in danger. I can't just leave this married man. He takes care of all of my finances. He puts food on my table. But the Lord your God says that he watches over you. You know, you have to be personal with God. Just come clean. Get really, really real. Get away from everybody else, even your spouse, your loved ones. Just come face to face with the Lord. Go in your prayer closet. Look at the word. God, you told me in Psalms 121, verse 5, that you would watch over me. Put your name in there. It said that you, Lord, will be a shade at my right hand so that the sun will not harm me by day. As I go out on my job, as I walk around the people who's not going to be happy about the decisions that I've now made, you said you would shade me, keep me away from it. Not that I won't hear it, not that I won't even see the nasty nook. But you would shade me. When you shade me, I'm shaded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that I would not be harmed by the sun by day, nor the moon by night. Lord, you said that you would keep me from all harm. Not just some, but from all harm. You said you would watch over my life, and you will watch over my comings, you will watch over my goings, both now and forevermore. Who could have a better friend? Don't we all need a friend like that? Let's just sing a short little verse. That just reminds me of a song. It says, if you ever need a friend who'll stick closer than in a brother, then I recommend Jesus. Jesus, for he that kind of friend, that's all we need. He'll walk right beside you. Hallelujah. He's that kind of friend. He's the one that gives you the royal law of liberty. Hallelujah. The royal law of liberty. In John 8:32-36, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just start back and just look about the spirit of liberty in 2 Corinthians verse 3:17. You can keep your finger, write it down for your John. We're going to get there. But it says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So remember the song. If you ever need a friend, the Lord is that friend. He's the friend that gives you liberty, freedom. Hallelujah. See, I enjoy being free. It's a blessing of God to get up in the morning and to not have to carry the chains of the world up on my back. the sins of yesteryear up on my back. But I have the opportunity to lay down my burdens, to ask for forgiveness and repent of my sins. I never understand why Christians criticize others for being free. Maybe you've just been in bondage for so many years that sometimes you begin to enjoy the chains. Hallelujah. Because without even recognizing it, you just begin to enjoy the chains. I think some people have finger-painted their chains. Others just proudly display their chains. They may have been passed on from generation to generation. You say, what are you talking about, evangelist? They finger-paint their chains. They proudly display their chains. Well, it gets to the point that now you're decorating it. Now you're decorating the fact that you're obese and your mama was obese and your daddy was obese. And now so you're decorating. You wear the shirt saying, I'm obese because my mama's obese. Yeah, I'm fat. But you never come to the situation of, I'm going to start to work on this. Of what can I do to improve myself? Little by little, step by step. By looking at the thing, don't proudly display it. Yeah, I have heart disease because it's a generational thing. I know I'm not going to live beyond this number because no one before me has. You're proudly displaying it. You've already fingerprinted it. You've already claimed it. You've named it. You've set your year. You're making your choices. So the enemy doesn't even have to fight hard for you. He knows what to get you. You're already telling him. The same thing that got your mother, your father. Generations to generations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes they call preachers and teachers and leaders. They call us denominational preachers, which simply means that a preacher would have to be able to minister in many different types of churches. Some enjoy the way that I preach the gospel, but they hope that I won't say anything about maybe speaking in tongues. I don't make any promises because that spirit that we're talking about may manifest when I least expect it. That's God's business. And whenever I'm preaching, I expect him to use me however he wants to. Available, Lord Jesus. Use me, Jesus. God's royal law declares that wherever his spirit is, wherever his spirit is his spirit within you? Well, why aren't you free? It says wherever his spirit is, there's liberty. Not liberty to get in the flesh. So not freedom to get in the flesh. But liberty to worship God. Liberty to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Christianity in its most legible, convincing, persuasive, and divine form. Liberty is Christianity. Again, in its most legible form. Liberty is easy to recognize because it produces freedom to flow in confidence. You can see the person coming, walking with confidence. You can hear it in their tone when they're speaking. They speak with confidence. Liberty, they're free. They found the answer to something. You're able to stand for God in public because you are confident that you will not be ashamed, that you will not be embarrassed. Paul told Timothy, and in the letter of 2 Timothy, 1:11-12. Again, 2 Timothy 1:11-12. Whereupon I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep me that which I have committed unto him against that day. See, if you are free in the Lord, be ready for criticism. It'll come from the ones who say that they love you the most. One man who did not understand that the royal law of liberty operates in a Christian's life asked the preacher, he said, just who do you think you are? The preacher answered, just how much time do you have? This could take a lot of time, he said. He said, I'm a chosen generation. He said, I'm a warrior priesthood. Are you? Are you a holy nation? Are you a peculiar person? They say, it's just something about you. It's the Holy Spirit. Because I'm a holy nation. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. So preachers, why are they messing with your children? Because they know that you are a holy nation. They know that nations will be turned around by the word that God is putting in you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on now. Shout with me, God is good. Hallelujah. Jesus made me more than a conqueror. I am steadfast. I'm immovable. You may try to get through my kids. You may try to destroy my friends. You may try to take away my vehicles, my homes, whatever it may be. I am not able to be moved as long as I stay in the Lord. I'm steadfast. I'm immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, I can't be immovable. I cannot be steadfast if I'm still running over here drinking, if I'm getting drunk with the center man, if I'm still running over here at the club. And I said, well, you know, I'm just in here to minister to the people. Hallelujah. You will become someone who needs to be ministered to because you're going to get caught up too. And if I meditate on the word night and day, keep it in my mouth, then I can be steadfast, immovable. If I continue to abound in the work of the Lord, remember about being really, really real with the Lord. Just come and clean. Hallelujah. For I know that my labor is not in vain. I look around and I may see the ones that I'm praying for. I still can't see the manifestation of the change in their life. As a matter of fact, it may be seeming sometimes that it's getting worse. But I have to tell myself, I'm steadfast in the Lord. I'm abounding in his work. So I'm immovable. But that situation that I'm praying for must move, must change. My work is not in vain. I'm not weary in well-doing, for I know that in due season I will reap if I faint not. Do not bend to that situation. Don't even start to try to accept it. You know that's wrong. You know that's wrong. Don't bend and don't. Let God handle how he will mend the relationship between you and your loved ones. But don't bend and bow down to their sins. Stand strong. Be steadfast. Know that in due season, in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Legible form of liberty in Christianity. Liberty in Christianity in the most convincing form. When you walk in liberty, you will draw the attention of the unbeliever. You will draw the attention automatically of the unbeliever. It produces frankness of speech. When you are free to show God, you will convince others of him. Now, I'm not saying you're going to Bible bang somebody, hit them upside the head, brimstone in hell, and you're going to hell, and da da. But it's the love of God that compels a man, draws a man into him. It's your love that keeps you, make you hold your tongue when you could have lashed out at him. When someone is being scandalizing you, being rude to you, being nasty to you, because it's the love of God that they see on you. And so it makes it and it looks back to them because sin separates you from God. So when they see the God in you and the sinning that they're continuing to do, they feel like they're this big, very small. So the first thing that the enemy tells them to do is lash out at the God in you. Lash out at you. Remember, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with powers of darkness, principalities, rulers of the darkness. Hallelujah. Convincing form. It produces sonship. When you show others that you know God, others will want to know him too. Others will want to know how it is that you deal with that situation the way that you do. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell on 120 people gathered together in the upper room. And they spoke in unknown tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They flowed in a newfound freedom as they boldly declared the goodness of their God to the world. See, liberty literally produces the doctrine of Pentecost. That's a convincing form. No one in that room was not convinced that the Spirit had took control. Hallelujah. Liberty in Christianity can be in the persuasive form. One life touched by God has far more persuasive power than any book written about Christianity. Most people did not get saved because they had a Bible in their house, but because someone wrote to them and showed them Jesus. He said, who am I to tell them to change their life? They're grown. They can live as they want to, how they want to. It's their life. Let them choose to live it. Who would not? Who would stand there and just watch someone just walk out into the middle of traffic, and if you could help, who would extend their hand to help? Why would you want to let someone that God has put in your pathway, whether you just met them tonight at the store, whether they're going to be in your life for a while, why would you let that opportunity pass away? Why would you let that opportunity pass away? Reach out to them. Show them the Jesus in you. 2 Corinthians 3:3. 2 Corinthians 3:3, New Testament. The Apostle Paul calls us to be living epistles because our lives should be a reflection of God and his word. You said, why can everybody else go out and do all the sinful things, and I don't hear about it? Why does everybody else get to do this and do that? You are covered by the blood of Jesus. He has his arms around you, and prayer is all through you. People are praying for you from all directions. Hallelujah. Your life should be a reflection of God and God's word. And until it do, nothing ever is going to go right in your life. You will continue to go day by day by day by day by day by day by day miserable, simply existing. You will never come to the place of true happy living until you repent of your sins, until you come back home to Jesus Christ, until you adapt and come up, hallelujah, with a full, clean slate, until you accept Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. As much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stones, but in fleshly tables of the heart. You are the Spirit of the living God. Your life should be a reflection of the Spirit of the living God and His word. Hallelujah. You don't have to take it from me. Take it from 2 Corinthians 3:3. Liberty in the enduring form. The truth written on paper will become words, but truth written on a person becomes a reality. One more time. The truth written on paper will become words. You can write a good rule, a good book. You can write a good promise. You can write a good letter. But the truth written on a person becomes a reality. You start to live that thing. Inspiration destroys the tranny of carnal intellect. You try to use your carnal intellect to reason things out. But God's inspiration, when He inspires you, it destroys your carnal intellect. Jesus said in John 8:32-36. Told you we'd get back to it. So you're now already there. So let's read what Jesus said. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They're talking about liberty. What gives you that liberty? The truth. It's hard to look at yourself and come with truth. I have to look at myself and say, what are you doing to yourself? How are you improving yourself? You've had that problem too long. What steps are you willing to take care of yourself, Vaughn? Because I want to know the truth. I want to say it to myself. I want to be able to look at myself and be truthful with myself about who I am, where I'm at, why I'm here, where I'm at right now, what I can do to improve myself. Because the truth will give me liberty. The truth will set me free. The truth will give me answers. The truth will show me how to get to where I'm trying to go. The truth. Hallelujah. The truth shall make you free. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free. You understand that? That if the Son, therefore, should make you free. Now, it just told us that what the truth will make you free. So that means that the Son, Jesus Christ, is what? The truth. Jesus is the truth. If you believe that Jesus is the truth, then line your life up according to his word, the truth, not according to the world's standards, not according to how you think your carnal intellect think that it should be, but line your life up with the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Line your life up with the truth. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You may have noticed that most theologian people cannot handle liberty. See, if you raise your hand in some churches, an usher will ask you if you need something. They resist the power of the Holy Spirit because they don't understand that spirit-filled stuff. Hallelujah. If you start to make a sound, they all lose control and turn around. What's wrong? They don't understand that spirit-filled stuff. How can you dare be so free? How can you dare be so free when all the things that you're going through should have you bound up? The spirit-filled stuff. They don't understand inspiration that comes from knowing the spirit of truth. See, there are many things that I enjoy without fully understanding how it works. Hallelujah. Without fully understanding how it truly works. For example, I don't understand how an internal combustion engine works, but that doesn't stop me from driving a car. I don't understand how a brown cow can eat green grass and produce white milk, but I enjoy drinking it. You may not understand the fullness of the Spirit and the liberty that knowing Him intimately produces, but you can still enjoy enduring form. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can still enjoy it even though you don't understand it all. Liberty in the divine form. Liberty creates freedom from the fear of death. The fear of death. The writer of Hebrews declares in Hebrews 2, 14, 15. Again, Hebrews 2, 14, 15 declares that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Subject to bondage. Hallelujah. Liberty also produces freedom from the bondage of ceremony and religious tradition. You're not understanding why you're doing some of the things that you're doing in your churches. It's just a tradition. It's just something that you've always done. If we stop worrying about how grandma and grandpa worship God, we can be free to flow in the anointing of God. You say, well, grandma, I don't remember grandma talking about the anointing. God is wanting you to fill the whole spirit, the whole thing. Be open with him. Let him truly use you. Be free to flow in the anointing of God. I know about religion. I know about it. I've been around many people who've tried most types of religion. Hallelujah. But as we flow under God's royal law of liberty, we illustrate true Christianity as legible, convincing, persuasive, enduring, and divine. But you must understand that there are two sides to liberty, the head and the tail. Isn't it time for you to be set free from the bondage of religion? Well, the moment that you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, God will show you that spirit that we're talking about. And you understand that wherever he is, there's that spirit, there's that liberty, there's that freedom. The two sides to liberty. The head and the tail. I will not be a true preacher of God's word if I neglect it to warn you about the other side of the coin. Galatians, what 1 Corinthians 8:9 tells us that, but take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block. See, it's not to be a liberty, freedom to the flesh. Galatians 5:13 says, and use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Many people do not realize that there are two sides to liberty, and they've tried to mix sin with the purity of Jesus, and it cannot be done. It cannot be done. You cannot mix sin with the purity of Jesus. Jesus is pure without sin, and you cannot mix them together. It cannot be done. He said you would just, you're a lie. You will love one God and you'll hate the other. Who are you going to serve? Your sin or God? You cannot mix them together. It cannot be done. If we carelessly trample on the blood of Jesus by trying to mix sin with Jesus, we're trampling on his blood that he shed to cover the sins, to wipe away the sins. But now, because of our carnal minds, how we think that it should be done, how the world says that, yes, it's okay to do. How many of us, how many times do we just trample over the blood of Jesus? We discredit our ministries before the world. We act like the tail and not the head. And we become what some people call Christian rear ends. Liberty must be established in godly principles. Let's just read real quickly here. James 1:21-25. Again, New Testament, the book is James. We're starting at chapter 1:21-25 reads, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and naughtiness and receive with meekness the engraft word, which is able to save your soul. Lay apart the filthiness and receive the word of God that can save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Preached on this last night. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. God has given us the gift of salvation, but we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. Jesus is coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle, my sisters. My brothers, we are told to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. How can Jesus live inside of you with all the stuff that's going on? To present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Romans 12:1. What side of the coin are you living on? Are you heads or have you become the Christian tail? If you've been living on the tail side, why not flip over today? Instead of searching for ways to satisfy your flesh, seek out ways to crucify your flesh. It's going to hurt when your flesh is telling you, I need this. Crucify your flesh. Nail the lid on that old dead man by being a doer of the word. You were created in the image of Jesus to walk in his royal law of liberty. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Find out just how wonderful it is to be free. Find out just how wonderful it is to be free. Hallelujah. Have you prayed the prayer of salvation? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. And if you say words, if you believe them in your heart, you will be born again. Romans 10:9-10. And Jesus said, repeat after me. Jesus said, you will be born again. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. Jesus, I can't wait any longer. Make me a new person in you right now, Jesus. Right now, Lord, right now. Right now is the time, Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. It's a right now healing. It's a right now that you should come to the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of the deliverer of evilness, deliverer of darkness, telling you, you're not through yet. I'm not through with you yet. I haven't killed you yet. I haven't destroyed you yet. I haven't separated you from your loved ones yet. I'm not through with you yet. I dare you turn your life over to Jesus. I'm not through with you yet. Don't you want that one more time? You're not ready to give this up yet. But the God of all creation is telling me to tell you that it is your time. He said, right now is the time. Seek him while you can, because it's going to come a day that you're going to look and you can't find him. Oh, seek him while there is yet time. Hallelujah. The enemy is going to expose you. TV, court TV, all of the reality things. They are every day waiting on a new case to put on there for the world to see. The enemy is going to expose you. And it's not going to be nice. He's going to kill, steal, and destroy you. Why don't you expose yourself now? Right before Jesus Christ. Open up every sin and ask him to forgive you for every sin in your life right now. Why don't you repent for the way that you've been living right now? And let him handle it. Let him direct your pathway. Hallelujah. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations, congratulations. Oh, you are a new creature in Christ, and all the heavens are shouting and rejoicing. Right now, you are saved. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, and the New Testament says, all things, that means what you just finished doing is old now. The thing that you just finished doing is now old. Old things have passed away. You see, I still can see some of the stuff sitting around me. It's passed away. Hear me from the Spirit, not from your carnal intellect. He said, behold, all things become new. He said, behold. He means, come to me. Come back. Get your foot on me. Get your focus off of where you're coming from. Get your focus off of the things that's in the past. Behold, look at me. Focus on me. All things are become new. Friend, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to. Starting right now. Your slate is clean. You hear me? Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. I would love to hear about your walk with God. I would love to be a part of helping you with your walk with God. Get baptized. Stand before someone and just testify that you're wanting to be buried from sin and you want to rise up being cleansed and walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. Find a good Bible teaching church. Not a church for religion. Not a church of tradition. But a Bible teaching, a Bible believing, a Bible doing church. Set your soul on fire. The Spirit is within you. You're free right now. You're free. You're free. You're free. Set free from all that bondage that's been running behind you. You're free. You don't have to carry it any longer. You're free. Touch someone and say, I'm free. Touch yourself and say, I am free. You're free. Hallelujah. Christ is thinking about you, and he only wants the best for your life. May God bless you. This is your servant. This is your sister. This is your friend, Evangelist Von Dumas. You can call me at 210-264-5287. You can reach me by email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. For if he don't walk with me, if he don't talk with me, I would be lost. I need him every day. Hallelujah. We're going to go right back out like we came with Lee Williams, saying that you didn't have to do it. Look around you now. He didn't have to bring you back to where you're at right now. He didn't have to spare your life. He didn't have to go ahead and cancel out drug addicts and alcoholism in your children because you did it. God has canceled that debt right now. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Well, God bless you. We've come to the close of another show. Remember, be a doer of the word. Let's hear from you. We're here for you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have victory in Jesus. Tri-anointed women of Christ. Signing off, Evangelist Von Dumas. I love you, and Jesus loves you more. Hallelujah. Don't forget to do the word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit, we ask you to please rate the show. Rate the show. It's very important. Rate the show. God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Tri-Anointed Woman of Christ, Evangelist Vaughn Dumas, signing off. Then good night.